Well, I could get behind that a little bit. But then I say, well, what are you going to do if you get in a car accident? Where's that radio going to go? Is it going to go in your face, your head, your passenger's head? I'm a firm believer, and I don't do things by the book most of the time, but I'm a pretty firm believer that if I can pull that head off just by grabbing the microphone, and you're not even hooking the microphone to the head, I'm assuming. I don't. My 500 has a plug in the head for the microphone. I absolutely love it. But if that head's, one, that far away to pull it off wherever it's at, two, that loose to pull it off from wherever it's at, I think you need to reconsider your mounting situation.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed. And that is something that, to mention, that some people don't think about, the safety aspect. As you mount things up on the dashboard or what have you, even a cell phone. Anyway, I have stories. But one story is someone who was almost blinded because they had gotten hit from the rear, and they had just basically had their cell phone in one of those cup holders. And the cell phone got bounced off the windshield and hit him in the face.